All right. Oh, wow. Microphone. A couple of months ago, I went shopping to the IKEA. So, who am I? My name is Hanna. As the slide says, I've been playing with Linux and computers for over 20 years, and I've been doing it professionally for more than 10 years. I'm currently a software consultant at Mind, which is a local company. We have a rebranding, new logo here, not on the slides yet. So we're going to talk about this device. It's a new smart home hub from IKEA. Is smart home, is that a good idea? I guess in this crowd we have two extremes. You either think it's part of the internet of shit, or you have already 20 of these devices at your home. Well, in my personal opinion, I like them a lot, but only if the data stays with me at my home, at my local computer. So no clouds, and preferably it should run as much open source software as possible. So that's the state for this review. So the app, well, if you... It's really, really simple. It's IKEA. It's what you can expect if you have ever assembled something from IKEA. You either love it or you hate it. So this app, it's the same thing. You're either going to love it and can use it from scratch, or you're going to hate it, like my mother, which also doesn't assemble IKEA furniture. Great app. Regarding the point I made from the cloud, they're actually scoring really great. So there's a really clear and easy to read privacy statement. And the app is opt-in, so it asks you nicely if you want to send the usage data towards IKEA in the same manner. It has support for Apple HomeKit. It also has support for the Google AI stuff, but it's all opt-in. Really nice. What's inside? Well, we're in an embedded room, so we had to take a look. This device has a dual core STM processor, a single chip of DDR3 memory, and about 4